Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday. PBS Healing show that we have, Creation Lightship Healing, and today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So, we'll be going to the Lightship around a quarter till, and we always clear the date when we first start the show, so here we go. Today is the 6th of January, 2018, clearing this date. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A little heavy energies there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There, that feels better. Great. Okay, so now we need to energize the light being on your monitor screen to bring peace energy to you. This is source energy coming to you in your room through the light being. And it will bring you peace, along with the energy of, we'll just say, hope energy, okay? So that's kind of the easiest way to put it there, and faith energy. So here we go. And this is for you to energize yourself with. The light being will not do healings on you, but it will allow you to bring energies into you to feel more balanced, and also to be grounded in source energy as opposed to mind energy if you're on the old Earth planet, okay? So here we go. Bringing that into you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now naturally some people may have, and hopefully it's not you, but may have a situation happening that's distressful, disturbing, maybe a physical pain or something. And here we go, going to release that one timeline from you. Remember, the timelines are in darkness, okay? And so you happen to get onto a timeline that is not in peace energy. So here we go. We'll put you into peace energy on one timeline. You could have 1,000 more, but at least the one that you're looking at is going to be released from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, you should feel better. This is why when you have a situation happening that's in darkness, you need to do many timeline crashes to resolve it so you can get back into the present moment and not be on those timelines of that one specific incident that you're dealing with. So let's, what I will say on the conference calls that we're having, approximately a half an hour, we'll say, before the call starts, we will have the energy of the 12 source energies being played. So when you call in, you're going to hear that. And the reason I have that happening, number one, is it can put you into peace more instantly as you're waiting for the call to start, number one. And number two, let's just say that you get on the call that we're having on Tuesday, which is the energetic cord release from you, and that's a $20 call. And it typically will last for about an hour and a half. So let's just say that for some reason you have not been on the calls. You know about them, but you just don't do that, which is fine. And all of a sudden, maybe you have some kind of situation where your body has a problem. Maybe you cut your finger or something. So right away, you can pay the $20, come on the call a half an hour early, and now you can start requesting healing for your hurt finger during that half an hour of time. So that's the reason why we're having music playing before the calls here. And then we don't have any also interruptions of people, you know, talking and things and the dings going off. So it can put you into a very nice energy. So you can do your own healing before the call by requesting healing, even though the call is designed for energetic cord release or any of the other calls that you're on. So we'll probably have the music playing on all the different sessions that we have about a half an hour before the call. So let's bring Ann on. She's our co-host tonight. So Ann, are you ready to go?
I sure am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Welcome. This is, of course, the Creation Lightship Healing Call with Ron Ametron. It is Saturday night. So later in the show, Ron will be taking us to Creation Lightship for healing. He was just discussing the live healings he does over phone, and it's very similar in that you'll actually be bilocated to Creation Lightship. And this is like a shorter version of what those hour healings are like that Ron was just talking about. So in reference to that, if you're new and a new listener, think of one physical issue that you're having that you want the light beings to work on, because you'll want to actually speak that aloud when we go to the lightship or write it down. The other thing in reference to the lightship visit is that we visit different rooms or sections of the lightship that are of nature, and you may request rooms that you want to visit that you would enjoy feeling the real source energy of. And unfortunately, living on Earth, even though we're around wonderful nature and it is source energy to a degree, it's also got some contaminants and has suffered trauma, et cetera. So this way you can really have an opportunity to experience, we all get the opportunity to experience the pure source energy. So send in some requests for some things you'd like to experience in that way. And you may do that by sending them to the request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the link to the fast chat and send the a little message on the form. Also, both those ways you can send any questions, comments, testimonials, anything you'd like read on the shows, or if you have any, you know, issues with a healing or you're not sure how to do a healing or whatever, you're welcome to send those as well. And that's it. I wanted to also say, and we can talk more about this, but Ron did a really not just wonderful and powerful show last night on BBS Radio, but he actually recommends that we all re-listen to it on the archive because there was so much new information. And I meant to check if it's been posted yet, but if it hasn't been, it will be soon. And so especially if you missed it, but even everyone who was listening last night, Ron suggested we listen again. So I don't know if you want to go over a couple of things, Ron. I think you wanted to talk about the oxygen again, the alien oxygen clearing, and so I'll turn it back over to you.
Yeah, so you want to do this as often as possible. Some people send emails saying that they're doing this 24/7 now. It depends how much computer space you have, I guess, on your computer, or you may have a couple, so you may want to do this continuously for you. So what you want to do is go to the pre-clearings on the left side, click on alien oxygen, remove or clearing, whatever it says there. And then from there, you want to click on the gold oxygen, and then you do step one only. You don't do anything else but step one. And you run that for as long as you can, you know. The counter is there defaulted to 10 minutes, so you could, if you wish, just click on the counter and add 1, 2, 3 zeros after it, and then hit start, and you're ready to go. And it'll keep running continuously and counting down from that amount of time in minutes that you selected. And what this will do is bring in oxygen for you that's going to help you have maybe more personal healing with your mind and your body, and you're going to be connected to source energy with the oxygen in a more pure form, because the oxygen that the aliens was releasing or not having you have was the gold oxygen. So now you have gold oxygen coming to you, and you can actually feel better with it. I'll do a sample with that in case you are not doing it and you're listening now and didn't hear the show yesterday. So here we go. And that show that you want to listen to is the 5th. Would be the Friday VBS show, January 5th. So here we go. I'm going to bring in the gold oxygen for you. And here we go. So take a deep breath, maybe inhale, exhale a couple of times, and here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There. So you should feel better because you're breathing source energy of that oxygen that was taken away from you by the aliens. So that's kind of the easiest way to put it, on how it's going to work for you. So this is going to empower you. Now, by doing so, you are bringing in source energy to your physical body where you are physically. So it's kind of like you're claiming territory, okay? So like in the old days, you know, they had the ships on the ocean going out and claiming land territory for whatever country was out there with that particular schooner or something. So you're actually putting like the CLS flag down where you are, and that now is going to be territory claimed by the light. And the more you do it, the more it's going to benefit you. So it's kind of one simple way of looking at it. You could say, is this going to protect me? Well, it's going to bring source energy there. But remember, you're still in charge of your life. And if you're choosing to become mental and think about things, then you're going to be maybe more separated and going back into the darkness energy that is still available on the old planet Earth. So remember, this is your choice. If you think you're on the old planet Earth, if you're in peace, then you're going to be on the new planet Earth, and it may look the same to you. So that's what you need to remember, is that it's your choice where you wish to be. And the source energy doesn't really keep track of you or know you or care about you, which may sound kind of strange to some people. It's just an energy source that is a pure light and does not know darkness. So if you choose to go into darkness by thinking, then by all means, that's your choice to do that. And the light's not going to reprimand you or tell you what to do. Your spirit won't be connected to you when you think a lot. And so then you're choosing to be in darkness. So this is all your own choice, how you choose to live your life. You are in source energy when you are being creative and time stops for you. You're there at the same time, just like doing the Mind to Heart drop or the Be Here Now clearing. And you can live your life perfectly by being in source energy, because everything is available to you. And then your whole body is thinking with the processes that you are going to be doing to do your particular skill or task or whatever. So it's much the same, because the darkness copied the light, but they gave you mind energy in place of having your whole body resonate to source energy. So hopefully that makes sense to you. The new Earth is physical, but it may not be tangible to you. So if you're trying to figure out where it is, in fact, I'll do this exercise for you right now. I want you to select a demarcation line. So maybe you're sitting in your chair in your living room listening, and you're in your living room, and there's a opening maybe to your left side going to your kitchen. So I want you to take where your kitchen is. Maybe you can see a wall that, has studs in it or something, and you can look down and say, yeah, this is my kitchen and this is my living room. Maybe there's a wall there or a counter. I want you to see like a line being drawn, and I'm going to put your kitchen into the old Earth energy, and where you are now on your favorite chair, maybe you have a couple cats with you listening to the show too, and they're alongside of you, and you are now in the now energy of source energy. And what I want you to do now is to get up, and wherever you drew that line, it could be even a, you know, bedroom versus a bathroom or something, or whatever. Make that distinction and walk into that room right now, and you will be in the old earth as you cross that threshold. So I want everybody to do that right now, and you can feel the difference in energy. So, and then after you're in the old earth, then you can sense a change. Then I want you to walk back again into your original room, and you're going to feel the peace energy there. Then you're going to be in the new earth energy, where you should be living continuously. So we'll see if we have any comments coming forth. And the room may not look any different to you. They look exactly the same as you appear from being in the now where you're sitting, and you look into your kitchen or bathroom or whatever you have there, which will be, you know, just right now temporarily into the old earth energy. So you could say, well, yeah, I didn't see any difference, but I can feel it. Well, that's what it is. So back to you, Ann.
Well, in my home, that was extraordinary. That was really very, very, very real, a very marked difference between the two spaces. So that was really, really dramatic. Thank you. I just feel like that was really wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much for doing that. Yeah, and we'd love to hear from other people too about how that affected them if they drew a line in their home and walked the space to feel the difference. And you're really just driving home all these wonderful points about the importance of being on the new earth, Ron, and staying in peace. Okay. Someone had a question, Ron. I'll just start here, and then I'm sure we'll get some emails in about how people experience that. Should we put the alien oxygen code that we're doing now with the gold chosen as the color, should we run that through the New Earth transport? And if so, how often?
I would run it probably maybe just once a day. It depends on how you do your clearings. You know, some people don't want to do it once a day. They want to do it once a week. So it all depends how you're used to dealing with working with the website and the clearings. So, you know, some people say it's much easier to do it after I do a clearing. If you have it on continuously, then just do the earth transport when you go to bed each night. It doesn't take that long. It's going to take you longer to log in and stuff, and then just type down, you know, the clearing that you're doing. The reason why you have that clearing, the earth transport, is the darkness energies that you're releasing from yourself when you do the clearings are going away, and now you're reclaiming more of your spirit. And so when you put that clearing that you have just completed onto the new earth transport clearing, now you're claiming the parts of you that you have brought back to yourself for that clearing. It's as simple as that. So let's just say that, for instance, we'll just say ascension is in 6 months, okay? So that means that there's no more planet that you're living on. So all of a sudden, you're there and you go, you know, I only do this once a year. So I'll just do all these clearings here. And, you know, maybe next December we'll say I'll write them all down and I'll spend one day and I'll do all my clearings, you know, for the new Earth transport to get recognized by the light. So all of a sudden ascension time happens in 6 months. The light doesn't even know that you did clearings. That you brought back to yourself your spirit energy. It doesn't know that. because there's no record of it. It's not in judgment, remember. So by not doing it, you're not going to be recognized when ascension time happens. So that's why, you know, I suggest if you can do it at least once a week, that's your best bet. Or whatever you can do. Because you don't know when ascension time is going to happen. That's the only reason why I have it on there, is so you can be recognized and known that you're doing clearings, and also known to source energy that you did clearings and that you saved part of yourself. And the parts of you that you're collecting through the clearings is now being held in source energy on that particular Earth transport clearing. So that's what it's there for. And that gets automatically brought into the new Earth. So if you look at yourself as a, you know, a big puzzle with you there, looking at yourself as a puzzle and it's all cut out in different pieces, you know, three-dimensionally, the parts of you that you regained of your spirit and of your body now go to the new Earth. And so that will start to form you in spirit form and physical body form on the new Earth for what you have cleared. So that's why it's so important to do. So number one, it's really not a burden for you to do that. That's why, you know, I say, you know, if you do, you know, a bunch of clearings and people do maybe a couple a day just to stay current with their situations, and you probably already, you know, have a lot of those little puzzle pieces there. And so maybe 1 week, you know, is not going to matter that much to you. You know, and then when you do it, then you have a little more there. So that's sort of how it works. But, you know, it's up to you. Some people just find it easier when they're down at the clearing just to go in and put it in there, and voila, you're done with it. And then you know that, you know, you have that stored for you on the new Earth. Whether or not you can stay in peace at all, you see, because you're still being saved over there. So if you can't stay in peace and you're very mental, then at least you did yourself a favor and you're now on the new Earth and the parts of you that you have saved for yourself. Remember, this is proactive for you. And so by you doing the clearing, you're being proactive to bring light into yourself. And by doing so, you're saving yourself and it's on the new Earth. So hopefully that has helped people who may have some confusion. So, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay. We have a testimonial about the different spaces, being one on the old Earth and one in peace on the new Earth. Hi, Ron. Major change in the spaces tonight, from light to heavy and sticky. Wow. All I have to do is decide. Make that choice.
Yep, that's it. And,
okay. And then the same person has a question. They're running the magnetic and twisted body alignment clearing, and which is a wonderful healing that people should consider doing for themselves. And the question is, at the top, there are boxes checked, and do you leave those checked? Yes. If you open any clearing and some of the boxes are pre-checked for you, you just leave them that way. And then the two people had a question about spirit infusion tonight regarding the healings. This woman is wondering about the magnetic and twisted body. Do I run the spirit integration after each individual body clearing or after each session? Let's say a session consists of 20 body clearings.
That's up to you. I would suggest running it continuously.
Right. That's what I was going to add, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're able to separate that one clearing, you get onto that particular page, and then you click on spirit integration or whatever is there, infusion or something. click that and run it. And then that will now be on you know, running on your screen. Then what I would do is don't close it out, but go into a different tab, and then go into the clearing page again, like you did initially, and now start the clearing with your codes again. And now you have the first tab up on your screen, which is Spirit Infusion, and you can click on that and maybe minimize it somewhat, move it to the left or right, and then start the clearing for the first section, and that way the Spirit Infusion is always running. So that's good. So whatever it picks up, your spirit will be kind of energizing that, and you're bringing yourself back instantly. So that's what I would do, is have two tabs up for that and have both screens open. This one is smaller than the other. So back to you. Oh, what I will say, I got an email today from a lady who wanted to do the Prosperity Jumpstart. So a lot of these clearings are computer-generated logins. And this one here, I believe, was for 3 months. And she did not receive her login codes after purchasing it for $100. So I went in to get it myself, because that's the only way I can get the computer-generated clearings. After checking that she did use PayPal and everything else, takes me about 15 minutes to a half an hour. So I went in there and, just like you, ordered that clearing, and I received two emails from PayPal, you know, that came through. And I never received the codes, which I thought, this is very strange. So then I contacted our wonderful webmaster. We have two webmasters, in fact. And he said, well, check your spam folder. So I went into spam, and sure enough, there it is in my spam folder. I clicked on it, and there's a login code. So if you have any difficulties about seeing the login codes being sent to you, check your spam folder, because that's probably where they went to. How it went there, I have no clue. But always check that if you don't receive the login codes. So back to you, Ann.
Great. Thank you, Ron. And I just wanted to say, I'm hoping that the person that wrote in about the magnetic and twisted body is listening. What Ron has told us in the past we can do on that clearing, because it does take quite a while to go through each body, is you can run 10 bodies at a time. So you write in your name at the top, of course, you always put your name, and then put bodies 1 through 10. Then you change the number thing down to 10, and you put the time, which is 5 minutes, to 50 minutes. So that's, you're going to run it 50 minutes, but you don't have to keep changing it every five. And then when that's done, you change it to bodies 11 through 20, et cetera, and keep going. I believe that is in the under tips for clearings on the BBS chat page that has lots of information. So any new people, in addition to Ron's wonderful website, creationlightship.com, you want to check out the other website, really. It's a whole website that's our administrator put together for us with so much information. Oh, and a lot of people, as Ron was saying, just leave up a spirit infusion all the time. So that, and I do it on the alien oxygen code, so I just leave that running all the time. But the other thing that has been suggested by listeners, which is, I think, a great idea, is to leave the New Earth transport up all the time while you're doing your healings. Just have that as one of your tabs. So it's a little reminder, and it's easier to just go over there and type in the healing that you just finished. Or even if you're doing one that you leave on all the time or something, just do it at the end of the day, put it through.
And what you probably will find also is, as you start doing the clearings, you're probably going to want to get a dedicated computer or two to do your clearings with, okay? So, you know, if you're a regular person and you want to surf the internet, this, that, and the other, you're going to find yourself having clearings up on that computer, and it could be a little more complicated for you to switch, you know, when a clearing comes up and off, and you got to re-click it on, and you're trying to do your internet surfing. So I think probably most people listening probably decided, you know, by listening to other people and all the comments, to get another second computer and have that dedicated strictly, or even a tablet, strictly for, you know, your creation lightship healings. And then some people said, yeah, Ron, one wasn't enough because I like doing them at night. So I strictly come in and do, have two computers where I'm doing different clearings on, and it's great. So I guess being at the end of the year, first part of January here, you might find sales on computers, maybe for a couple $100 or something, laptops, or maybe you find a neighbor that has one, they sell it for $50 or something because they bought a new one, and just get that. Doesn't have to be anything fancy, and use that. I also have people who have a computer that they use in their car, and they run clearings in their car when they're driving to work and stuff. Put it in the back seat, and it's running, and they have it hooked up to an inverter, have it plugged in, and they have the clearing running behind them. Maybe they have a space clearing running. So different options for you. So if you find yourself kind of being frustrated about maybe how the clearings could be interfering with your web surfing, well, then you know that it's time to buy another computer just for, you know, creation lightship healings that you're going to be dedicated to doing clearings on. So that's another way of looking at it. We'll see if we have any more comments about the rooms there or anything, or about maybe the green oxygen, I mean gold oxygen. And we'll be talking about that. If you have a change, you can send it to us for our Monday show on how you are sensing a change in your life by doing that clearing. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, we have some more comments about the old energy in a space in our home. Hi, Ron. Wow, I always feel the difference with the energies, and it is wonderful. But tonight, when I walked into my kitchen, old earth, from my home office, new earth, I experienced an old cigarette smoke smell. There has been no smoking in my house for over 14 years while I have been here. Thank you for this rapid advance with your work.
Yeah, great. Remember, the old earth has all those timelines throughout your whole life, all of your stuff from your backpack on you of negativity and having to do earth experiences and dramas and traumas are on timelines in the old earth. So that's why you want to get off of that. Just remember, it's your choice where you're choosing to connect in consciousness, which is mind energy, which is the law of cause and effect, duality, versus peace energy, which brings you pure peace. So back to you.
Yes. Okay. Another one, new versus old earth. In the old earth of atheism, I started choking. In the new earth of my bedroom, though cluttered, still felt best. Please return my old earth. Put back the new earth. Thanks. I know you plan to do that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So here we go. We're going to bring your whole house now into the new earth energy for the BBS radio show. So I'll count to 20 to do that. And you may feel the change. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There. So, you know, typically the old earth will have energies maybe compressing on you. You might feel more confined. And remember, you're dealing with you know, probably trillions of timelines throughout your life on the old earth. Which one are you trying to catch on and go for a ride on? You know, what roller coaster ride do you want? they're all going to be bad. So that's the reason why you don't want to be there. But again, like I say, it's your choice of where you want to go to. So back to you.
Okay. And another comment.
Oh, I guess the phrase of thinking yourself to death is 100% correct. So back to you.
I get it. Thinking yourself to death. It affects the physical body as well, right, Ron?
Yep, that's what kills you, all those timelines.
Okay. Okay, here's another comment, differences in spaces. My body vibrates a bit on the new Earth. Interesting, because you just mentioned being in source energy is a whole body experience. So that's interesting. They really feel it. That's good, because any indication that you have, I guess, help that you're in peace and relaxed.
Yep, so that's good. And I will say one thing also. The Lightship Healings that you're using is not available on the new Earth because it's not needed. So for me, the Lightship Healings that you're going to, doing your clearings of like the emotional bodies and all these, is what I left behind for you to get yourself off of the old Earth. On the new Earth, there's no need for that because it doesn't exist. There's no darkness on the new Earth. So but you have the opportunity to do the clearings to help yourself out, to propel you into the new Earth where there's no judgment. Remember, source energy doesn't judge itself. And that's where everything is, the consciousness will say, keeping it more simple. Some people are very literal and they try to look for the new Earth versus the old Earth, and you had that experience tonight. And this will, if you're listening to an archive, this will always work for you. So if you need to assure yourself what the difference is, just go to today's show, which is January 6th. You may want to tell your friends, write this number down, the date down anyway. It'll probably be posted Monday or Tuesday. And you can do this whenever you choose to, just to assure yourself that, yeah, this is where I want to be. And, you know, you want to be in peace energy. And then along with that, you have, in a sense, the faith energy when you do the clearings, along with hope energy coming to you. So the energy of peace, we'll just say, is what's clearing you out, because peace comes in and takes away your stuff of where you are in the process of living on the old Earth. That's why when you look at your situation after doing a clearing, it's really hard and maybe even difficult to find it. I can remember like going to the expos and doing some clearings for people. And, you know, I just snapped my finger as they thought of an issue or something. And they look at me and their eyes, they get really big and they go, how did you do that? I can't, you know, the trauma's gone from me. What did you do? And I would just say, well, it's replaced with peace energy. And, you know, it should fade away instantly, or if not, it may take a day or two, depending on the person, how much they're, you know, involved with that particular situation that I cleared. And, you know, like I say, walk away, Renee, don't look back, you know. But it's so interesting to watch people's expressions when it gets taken away. Have you ever been with me on an expo, maybe as a booth helper or something? I know you have seen this. And the people are like, you know, like, what did you do? You know, I've had this thing nagging at me, or, you know, some people just start to cry even because what I took away was so traumatic for them. They don't know they don't have words for it. You know, just me clicking my, snapping my finger like this here, you know, that's what I do. Counting, I don't do counting too much anymore. It just takes too long. But anyway, you're receiving peace energy. and that's the nice thing about the clearings. So the clearings, the website will say, is on the old earth, bringing you peace energy from source energy. And when you do the clearing, that's what's happening to you. But the website is no longer needed or doesn't even exist because there's no darkness in source energy on the new earth. So I left that behind for all of you to use to help yourself out of, you know, this prison planet. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, just putting some of the room requests in for you for the lightship visit. Oh, and I meant to mention earlier, because it's the first Saturday of the month, we'll be celebrating all the January birthdays tonight. So that'll be very nice. And, okay.
So we can start that. Do you have another email or anything that's come in?
Not about our testimonials about tonight. We have a couple of questions. Let me see here. Is the Earth 8? Dimensional, bigger than our current Earth. Now, I don't know if they mean 8D, bigger than our current Earth, and is it flat like our Earth or round? So I think they mean the new Earth that you're on. Is it flat? Okay. Is it round? Is it bigger than our Earth? Do you have any of those kind of details?
Yeah, I think I mentioned 8D on the website just for a reference point. To me, there's no such thing as dimensions, okay? So right away, that's, you know, but I had to reference something that people would kind of relate to. As far as the way it looks, I don't see it as being flat or round. It just is. And that's how I could answer that. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. And this only works live. For people listening to it live right now, if you're on an archive, then you'll feel peace energy coming to you, but you will not be on the light ship. So you can bring up your animal, pest, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go, going up. You'll be bilocated, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And going into the hot tub room and pain release room. And we have a room here, which is for Cynthia room, I believe. So is that correct, Ann?
Yes, for Cynthia, the plant.
Okay.
Springtime.
Okay. Okay, here we go, the plant room. So you're in there, request your healing, maybe every 15 seconds out loud. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, this is physical body healing. It's not designed for emotional releases or mental releases. It's just for your physical body. Next room is, I have baby elephants, so here we go. There's always three energies coming to you when we have the light beings coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The floating magnet room, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Like another flower room, so the plant room, I guess, for daffodils. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We got salt caves, so this is the pink energy. Pink salt. Maybe it could be an equivalent to maybe the Himalayan salt or something, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we got the giraffe room, so stronger, stronger, and stronger. And I guess people like snow, so we have white snow room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the contrast to that, we'll say, will be the sunny beach room with all the sun and the beaches to do healing. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And now we're going to go into the food court. And in the food court, we're going to be having our birthday people. So whoever's listening who was born in the month of January, we're going to be singing happy birthday to them with the light beings and everybody who's now on the light ship. So you're naturally picking out your dessert. And it's just a small little portion size of a pencil eraser on the end of a pencil. So I always get the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and hot fudge and nuts and I guess whipped cream and cherry and, you know, it's without a magnifying glass, you know, and it looks very large to you on your little small plate, but when you do that, it expands out. It looks like normal size, and you're putting it on the back side of your index finger and going underneath your tongue, and it's there. So whatever you're choosing, you can have. Maybe you don't want to have dessert. You want to have some soup or a salad. That can be created for you to give you life force energy. But regardless, we're having a birthday party. And you can get seconds and thirds. You start feeling your body get filled up because the energy is so strong, bringing you what you need in the present moment. And even though you think you're having dessert, it's going to help your body. So don't worry about it. You won't gain any calories here. So we're going to be singing happy birthday along with the light beans to everybody who was born in January. And we're singing that right now. So everybody, happy birthday. And we can get, again, seconds and thirds if you want, or fourths. Makes no difference. And we're now in the food court having a joyous time. So they brought in some balloons and stuff to have some fun with, and, you know, stuff falling from the ceiling, you know. It's just like a big party night. I have hats on and everything, so happy birthday, everybody. And now we'll leave that. And we'll go to our next healing room. It's like we have amethyst, and we'll go into maybe two more rooms here, three rooms. So amethyst room, request your healing out loud. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to see the little raccoons. So here we go, raccoon energy. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And I want to get squirrels and chipmunks. So here we go, ground squirrels, chipmunks. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to have the bears, the black bears and brown bears, maybe white bears too. So here we go. They're coming to help you out. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And I can't forget the lizards. Go into the lizard room. Here they are, and they're going to be walking over you with the little feet and doing healing on you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll get the bluebirds. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hummingbirds. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And dragonflies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. And we can't forget turtles, and we can't forget the frogs. So here they are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we got another last request, which is the deer room. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And now we're going to be gathering up our animal pets, flower, tree, plants, and maybe your garden. And here we go, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Anne, it's back to you again.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that was just a wonderful, wonderful visit to the light ship. Thank you, in so many rooms. And happy birthday to everyone whose birthday is in January. I hope everyone enjoyed the birthday party. I know I did. Even though it's not my birthday, I still had a great time. So we have another comment, a couple of more comments about what you did earlier, Ron, allowing us to experience the old earth. Compressed was a good feeling. The old earth felt headache or compression around my head. Now new lightness and breathing is easy and calm.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I feel a big difference since we started running the gold on the oxygen in my breathing. It's just so powerful. I mean, it's not just breathing, but just I feel like I'm breathing better today. So that's really wonderful. Okay, we have a question. How about the natal barcode clearing? How to transfer the natal barcode to the new earth as it has several parts to it? It's also I had a birthday on January 2nd. I did the natal barcode clearing. Does Ron still recommend I also timeline crash? and asked to stay in my last year birth date.
Well, that's a mouthful. Just indicate that you did the clearing, okay? You did the clearing for the natal chart on this date.
Right, right. On the natal barcode, just do a quick cut and paste of what you typed in. You don't have to do it twice or anything because it goes forward and backwards. Just write natal barcode clearing. And are you saying you mightn't even have to put in, Ron, what it was that you natal barcode cleared? I always do.
Yeah, you could, but it sounds like there's a lot of things there. So, you know, you could just put, you did this on this date, and maybe that could be enough for you, I think. You know, some people maybe take a day and they say, you know, this is my day. It's Saturday, and I'm going to run this natal barcode with everything that I can think of. And that might be, you know, more challenging for you to try to remember what you did. So you may just want to put down the date that you did this and then transfer everything over at once that way with the date for the clearing. If you do multiple things. Normally you're not doing multiple things, like you do an emotional clearing or something, or you put down emotional clearing and that's it, you know. But if you have like 50 things, that might be the easiest way for you. So let's try to make it very simple for yourself. Don't get bogged down in anxieties and things, you know, about what you have not done or did you do it right or not. You know, that's what I would suggest. So back to you.
Okay. Someone just wrote in, Ron, tonight on the lightship was very healing. Thanks for the birthday party with singing light beings. I feel so relaxed and peaceful. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's... okay. Okay. Thank you for the reminder, whoever sent this in. I do want to remind everybody that on January 20th, Ron is going to be having the second of the four brain healing calls. That call will be at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's only $20. Ron said last night, it doesn't matter if you miss the first one, just come on. You won't, you know, you'll be healed where you are, and you'll be given what it is you need. Though we do have two more, you know, to look forward to. So if the information is not already posted on the website, you know, for you, it will be soon. And in the meantime, just mark that on your calendar, and we'll keep talking about it on the show. So
yeah,
somebody has a question. Are there prerequisites? Don't recall. And want to be sure because I want to recommend this to some other people, and I want to make sure they have the prerequisites. She said it's, I'm sure, the emotional or the usual emotional and mental body whole life, but are there other prerequisites to it?
Yeah, to help you out more. So, you know, the cellular mental clearing would be wonderful to have that, okay? And remember, take advantage of the half-price special. It's now listed on the website on the Whole Lifetime Clearings. There's underneath, I guess, you know, on the bottom, there's a box there, we'll say, as you scroll down, which talks about the half-price special. So that was just put up recently so that you do understand how it works. So a healing that it would be, if you got a healing on the website, of anything that was $100 or more, that enables you to go in and do a half-price whole lifetime clearing. Or if you did a whole lifetime clearing, your next one is also half-price. But you need to contact me, tell me what clearing you have done, so I can okay it, and I will send you an email back that it's okay to do that. And like I I may have mentioned, let's just say that you have some oddball age of, let's say that you're 21, for instance, and you want to get the half price, you know, clearing, then just put it in for, you know, the age of 10. That would be fine for me. And then when you do the clearing, naturally you have to go back to the age of 21, but that gives you the half price. It's very simple to do. So back to you.
Yes, great, Ron. Thank you for that clarification. And I forgot to mention earlier when you were talking, or I guess through the whole show, been talking about not to be mental, I want to remind everybody that, gosh, I don't know, it was 1 or 2 weeks ago, you shut down our mind so that we could be more at peace and on the new earth. And then you suggested, and I think we are still doing this, that every day we clear our mental body and the cellular mental body of mind control and alien programs. Do you remember telling us to do that, Ron?
No.
Okay. I believe it was on a Sunday 7-hour call that you shut down everybody's mind. It was very powerful. And you may have also done it on a radio show, but I'm not sure. And you, anyway, that was your advice. And I, for one, have been doing that every day. And I know some people are doing it like 3 times a day or 4 times a day just to keep their mental energy gone.
Yeah, if you do that, you will find that your sleep patterns may be completely different. For me last night, I had maybe 1 hour of sleep after midnight, and then I got up and answered emails, and I probably did that until maybe 6 in the morning, and then I fell asleep and got up maybe about 10 today, I think. So I probably had about 5 hours of sleep, but it was split into different areas. So at first, it gets very disconcerting, at least for me it was anyway. Because with your by doing that the clearing of the mental body, and your mental body is turned off, you really don't need that much sleep, because you're only sleeping because the mental body is so busy in the background running all these programs for you, and also probably running your patterns that you're going to be going off at night into the beyondo on timelines to have dreams. So I was finding myself, in fact, I think maybe yesterday I had 2 hours of sleep, I think. I'm not sure, but it's very strange, because your body only needs enough sleep to regenerate itself. And the rest of the time after it does that is the mental body keeping you kind of, I won't say awake, but you're kind of like knocked out, because it needs to keep processing and processing and processing. So if you, you know, do this, you're going to find yourself wondering why you're not sleeping, because you're used to sleeping. You know, who would think that you'd wake up at 1 in the morning and be awake until 6? You know, I mean, it's like, hello, you know, that, you know, you'd think you'd be exhausted. Well, but you're not. So if you start doing that, you're going to find yourself with a whole different sleep schedule. And you might even, you know, if you're not working, maybe need maybe a 15-minute to a half an hour mini sleep during the day, and then you're fully charged up again, ready to go. So when I go to sleep at night, I don't know what's there, you know, and when I'm going to be waking up. And it doesn't bother me if I get up at 2 in the morning or whatever and, you know, check emails and things. So, and then eventually you're going to feel your body physically getting tired, because it is getting tired, and you go to sleep and you wake up fully rested. So anyway, what time do we have? 3 after? Okay. We do have the bone density healing call. That will be in February. We'll announce when that's going to be. So should be quite interesting. So don't purchase any clearings yet as far as the special ones that we're doing, like on January 20th, until maybe about a week before, because we may have the codes being sent to you. So we're still kind of working on that. So just wait in case I have to send you codes, but hopefully they'll be all set up by that time to do so. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, we're almost to the end of the show already. I just wanted to also let everyone know that Ron runs, in addition to his weekday calls, which he mentioned earlier, he runs monthly sessions, and the first one is always open on a Saturday. It's a three-hour ascension call, and Ron charges 7 bottles of water for the week. And this month, that will be on January 13th. And then on January 14th, 21st, and 28th, he will be running 7-hour all-day healing calls, which will be more energy, as just as you experienced tonight. So you may want to consider joining Ron on those calls. They're wonderful. Thank you, Ron, for saying, by the way, that we can request a healing before the calls start while the 12 Source Energies recording is running. I did not realize that myself, and it's so wonderful and peaceful and relaxing. Wonderful introduction to the call. But to add in that we could actually request a healing during that time is really wonderful. So thank you for that. And, well, it's 5 after. I'll save my question for the next time. So we would love to have the mind to heart drop. And good night, everyone, and thank you. And thank you, Ron.
Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. I have to say this out loud, naturally. So here we go. Say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and to facilitate that, we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, great. Wonderful. Thank you for listening tonight, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everybody. See you later.